So in several conversations today, I found this fascinating. At two different family parties, I talked a little bit about first jobs, because this is a time of year
Ooh.
where kids are searching for their summer job or have already started them. You know, my son obviously started his gig at Wrigley, which, comes in clusters because he worked Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay.
Got a pretty nasty cold out of it too, even though he was layered.
Oof.
He showed me. I said, "How well are you layered?" I said to him on the way home, and he came in the house and he must have had five layers on, and he still, caught his death of
Course.
cold because
Well, you're
it's just a little
standing out
nasty.
for how long does he have to stand out there? How many hours?
Well, he's there around 4:30 and leaves at about 11. So I mean, you're outside for
Yeah.
quite some time, but he loves it. I mean, there's no doubt. But his first job was at 14. He was working at Dairy Queen.
Okay.
In Park Ridge, classic Dairy Queen there.
Sure.
Family's been going there for a long time.
Worked at the one on Howard Street,
Exactly.
at Evanston on the border with Evanston and Chicago.
Maybe $7.50 an hour. Okay, so I was thinking about, we were all talking about what was minimum wage when we started. So I'm gonna throw this out to you folks too,
God.
listening. 312-981-7200. You can call or you can text us too. What was your first job? What was the minimum wage back then? So mine was 1984. Actually, no, my first job, and you're going to love this, is I worked for my village's water and sewer department. That's what I did. And it was a couple summers of that where painting fire hydrants. So first of all, you
Oh.
started at 6:30 in the morning. You were done by 12:30. So really, for a kid, you had the whole
Sweet.
day to yourself.
Yeah.
And you were in the sun all morning. And we were lifting it's a good workout too, because we were lifting radio railroad ties and building a creek, we were building the creek bed going all the way down the Des Plaines River. So we were doing a little bit of that. So it was a lot of heavy lifting, and but it was early enough in the morning where then you had the whole day to yourself, and I could pay
That's
for my
pretty
car and
cool.
do whatever. Second job, and it was $3.35 an hour, by the way. Second job was I made phone calls at 16, maybe 15. For the Reagan Bush campaign.
Oh, well, you
Started
got
early.
paid for that.
I got paid for that.
Oh,
Oh yeah. Oh
nice.
yeah. In
Well,
fact, it was more than
a lot
minimum
of
wage on
jobs are
that.
volunteered. Political jobs are
It was
volunteered.
just phone calls, like if the election were held today, who would you vote for?
Oh,
Blah blah blah,
okay.
that type of thing.
Yeah.
And then my first really, really like regular job that same year was working for Musicland. It was the one that was on Forest Preserve Drive in Harlem.
That's one you've talked about before.
So that's what I did. It was and then I ended up managing that store. And Musicland ended up paying first college too.
Oh, really?
As I
I mean,
sneezed, yes.
as a separate thing or as
They put me through school. I think the program that I was on was at least the first 2 years of my education, put me through school. And then at that time, part-timers, and think about this, Tom, part-time employees, because I'm going to ask you that question too. We had paid vacation for 20 hours a
No
year.
way.
Yeah, part-timers got paid vacation back then. What was your first job, Roger?
Delivering newspapers.
Okay.
Yeah.
What were you getting for
I can't remember. I really can't. But
that?
it was a 7-day-a-week job on the bicycle, unless the roads got too bad in the wintertime, and then mom or dad had to drive me around. I did that for, God, about a year. I was in junior high at the time.
Okay.
So maybe 14, 15, something
Okay.
like
And how
that.
much were you getting, you think?
I have
Okay.
no cl I God, I can barely remember yesterday.
Okay. Tom, what
Let's
about you?
see.
What was your first job
Yeah.
then?
So my first job, I was a soccer
Was it
referee.
this?
No.
It
This is my first real job.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. That's fair.
But I was a soccer referee, and this was when I was 12 years old. You were able to
Oh.
become a line judge for the Crystal Lake Soccer Federation, and they actually paid well above minimum wage. Minimum wage was like $8.25
Ooh,
in two th that
wow.
was 2007, 2008, and I was paid $10 a game,
Wow.
and I would do about five games in a day.
Was that about an hour game, maybe hour and a half?
Yeah, a little bit
Okay.
less because it was I usually did
Oh.
like those youth games, so they cut down the clock a little bit, and I'd do about five games a Saturday, so in a weekend make about $50.
That's amazing. That's
Yeah, I
fantastic.
was really happy to be doing it, and I was 12.
I think Josh's job with the Cubs might be $12 an hour, $12.50,
Ooh,
something
that's
like that.
nice.
Yeah, which is
That's
really nice.
good.
Yeah, for a 16-year-old kid.
Absolutely.
Roger, did you think about that? Did you get a nickel an hour?
Yeah, maybe.
Was it per paper back then?
No. Okay. You got paid for the route, I think.
Okay, the route that you did. So you could do multiple routes.
A company would drop off the papers at your place.
Yeah.
You'd have to roll them up. And if it was raining, you had to... We didn't have the bags, plastic bags like they do now.
Yep.
You had a kind of like wax paper that you rolled up with the newspaper. And then you had to put the rubber bands around it and pack them up in your basket or your bag. And you had your... Your route was little cards with each address on it.
Okay.
And you had to figure out the best way to get around the whole thing, and I was delivering in Evanston.
All right.
My first real job, I think, was at Dairy Queen, where my brother had worked before me, several, because he was 6 years older than me.
Okay.
And that's that Howard Street one. I also worked in, now this was going into high school, I worked at the McDonald's on Howard Street.
Okay.
I also did some summer work as a mover. I worked for a moving company. Can't remember what I got on that. Trying to think. Oh, and the Jewels.
The Jewels.
How can I forget the Jewels on Howard Street, which is not there anymore, but... I got a
773 Florsheim shoes, $250 an hour, 847. Oh, I like this. Kittyland. How cool would that be to have a job at
Kittyland?
The one
on First Avenue or the one up
I'm assuming
north?
First Avenue at $370 an hour was probably that one because it was the last one. That was the most prominent, I think.
It was bigger than the one up on McCormick.
How cool to have that be your first job. 773 Jay's Hot Dogs, $410 an hour. 708 in 1958, after a high school grad, I worked for an insurance company downtown, made $50 a week for 40 hours, and cleared $42.50. I'm sad. She says. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I was looking at the unemployment numbers this week. So 4.4% is what it dropped to.
Okay.
Lowest level since May 2007.
Yeah.
Now,
10 years.
Say what you will this week about the health care bill that will never, by the way, and as much as everyone's high-fiving each other and doing whatever in the House, it'll never pass that way through the Senate.
Yeah, a lot of the guys in the Senate have already said it's just not going.
Yeah.
And they're working on their own plan.
Yeah.
Which is what government does a lot.
And
House does their thing, Senate does their thing.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And folks know, and I've said it very clearly on the show, I lean a little right.
Mm-hmm.
But again, socially liberal, fiscally conservative. There were things about this Obamacare bill that I really liked, and the pre-existing conditions is one of the big ones. And even though they said it's still included, I'd like to really I haven't read the whole thing yet. Mm-hmm. I got a little outline on Friday. I'm still not convinced that I will tell you that it has cost me as a small business owner a heck of a lot more money out of my pocket to do this. And we were already given our employees a really good high-level Blue Cross Blue Shield plan.
Mm-hmm.
Medical, dental, vision.
Sure.
And we were paying, I think, 70%, which is high. We were paying 70%.
That's
the employee was paying 30.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm a firm believer and have done this really since the early 2000s that you take care of the people that work for you.
Take care of your workers.
And you'll have some good success there. And so now, I see one of my employees where we've had to now shift that to like 60% because it's become unaffordable.
Yeah.
And then our employees are paying so much more. I think one of our older employees might have gone from like $450 to $800 a month.
Wow.
So there's definitely problems with that, and I'd like to see some of those things corrected.
Sure.
But anyway, unemployment rate, 4.4%.
Mm-hmm. Jobs went up. Didn't they go 211,000
or
something like that?
You got it, 211,000.
Yeah.
Far surpassing, it says, the disappointing 79,000 jobs gained in March, according to the Labor Department. This was all released on Friday. Very strong report. The low employment rate captures how far the U.S. economy has come since the Great Recession ended in 2009 when unemployment hit 10%. Jeez, you think about that. Wages also grew.
Do you think that's seasonal, though, the jobs report for May, the number of jobs? Don't you think that's seasonal? A lot of kids coming out of college?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
All right.
Not yet. No, because they're not out of college yet. They're still not yet.
All right.
I think if something came out for May or June, then I would buy that. But we're out of the holiday season.
I understand.
We're out of But wages grew 2.5% as well. Healthcare added 20,000 positions. Business services gained 40,000 jobs, and hotels and restaurants brought on 55,000. Construction, mining, manufacturing saw modest gains. So this is where I think business owners and companies might have a little faith in that side of the government right now, that you know, jobs, the job market is going to get better. There's going to be more tax credits and so forth. But that is absolutely true, that when you have those opportunities as a business owner to have those tax credits, you do hire more people. You do. It's a different philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's encouraging. And I was looking at what people are earning these days, and this comes out every year. Parade Magazine does a little something on this, which I look at every year. So I was looking at some of the very basics. A makeup artist, and here's a 30-year-old in this position, makes $65,000 a year.
That's not bad.
No. Professional poker dealer in Baltimore at the Horseshoe Casino. I'm looking at this number, $50,000 a year. Lutheran minister and nursing home chaplain, $44,000 a year. A wedding and events planner, $38,000. Atlanta congressman, let's talk about Rep John Lewis, 77 years old, $174,000 a year.
Whoa!
Mm-hmm. Amy Schumer, comedian, 35.
What, 35,000?
No, 35 years old. Oh. How much do you think she's making?
Oh, she's got to be like 200-something thousand, 200,000.
She made $17 million last year.
I'm sorry, that was me swallowing my tongue. I'm sorry. How much again?
Schumer, $17
million. Good Lord.
A marine engineer, $150,000. A hand model. Remember George Costanza was a hand model in Seinfeld?
Oh, yeah.
10,000.
Yeah, but it goes all to the hand.
It all goes.
The person doesn't get anything.
Food truck owner.
Like a lunch truck or something like that? Okay.
85,000.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Print production coordinator, 62,000. High school history teacher, 72,000. Let's see here. Jimmy Kimmel, about 15 million.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Radiologic technologist.
What the heck?
65,000.
Okay. And can I throw in on the teacher thing? That's an average.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't start at 72,000 as a teacher.
No. Okay. No, absolutely.
Okay.
Data scientist, 100 grand. Movie set production assistant, $30,000. Chief engineer, U.S. Air Force, 133,000. Atlanta radio personality, 100,000. That's what I'm clearing here for 3 hours a week.
We're in the wrong market, I guess.
Well, you know what's funny? They say that. Okay. So they say that a chef, a cookbook author, 57,000. Day laborer, 10,000. CEO of Walt Disney, 43.5 million.
God.
Marijuana retail executive. So let's maybe say Colorado, 65,000. Detective and deputy sheriff, 69,000. Sean Spicer. How much do you think Sean Spicer's getting?
God, he's got to be clearing maybe 300,000.
176. There you have it.
I'm way off on these.
There you have it.